Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Car 5 Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 147 of the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me, of course. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, very exciting. We're going to be talking about Bugatti, and they've released a brand new special edition of the Chiron called Noir. Now, does everybody remember that very special edition Bugatti? It was a true one of one. Like, there was only one made, and it was called the La Voiture Noire. You remember that one? No? It was that one that was based off the Bugatti Type 57 SC Atlantic. Does it ring a bell? It was the one that costed $12,500,000. Yeah, that one. Yes, that one. You remember now. Okay, so that car was so incredibly stunning, and it was so wild. It was a legitimate one-of-one car. This is not a car that's, this is a one-of-one because I created a special edition of it. No, this is a true one-of-one. There's only one, the La Voiture Noire. That car captured so much interest, and so many people wanted it. Bugatti decided to take a Chiron and create two special edition variants of this vehicle. Now, it still looks like a normal Chiron, and we'll get to that in just a moment. It doesn't look exactly like the La Voiture Noire, but the details of these two special editions and what makes them so limited edition is absolutely awesome. And they're called, one special edition is called the Chiron Noir Elegance and the Chiron Noir Sportive. So let's go ahead and get right into these details, and we're going to kick things off with the Chiron Noir Elegance. The entire car is done in exposed black carbon fiber, hence the name Noir. The only exterior parts featured on this special Chiron that are not exposed black carbon fiber are the signature C line on the side of the car. You can't miss it. It's literally a giant C. That is created in matte polished aluminum, and the silver Bugatti Macaron emblem in the newly designed front grille. That's it. Just the emblem in the front and the C line are polished matte aluminum. Otherwise, the entire exterior of the car is done in exposed black carbon fiber. Even the engine cover is done in exposed black carbon fiber. Now, inside, the Noir lettering inscription can be found, and it makes its place, as well as multiple points on the inside of the car, on the door panels, the door sills, the center console, the headrest. But the Noir inscription also makes itself underneath the rear wing. So that way, when the Bugatti stops, the rear wing goes up, and then you can see Noir written on the back. Now, the rear view mirror also, before I forget to mention, is also exposed in black carbon fiber. So basically, the entire car is exposed black carbon fiber with a couple points that actually have some polished matte aluminum. Now, that's a Chiron Noir Elegance. Mainly aesthetics, but pretty amazing aesthetics, actually. It's almost like, I don't know if you would consider it like a Batmobile look. It's just amazing. Now, the second variant, the Chiron Noir Sportive. It's very similar to the Noir Elegance, but with a little bit of a slight twist. Now, the exposed black carbon fiber on the Sportive actually carries a matte finish on top of it. It's not the same as exposed black carbon fiber. It has a matte finish on top of it. The rear wing, the grille, the wheels, the exhaust, and the signature C-line are all featured in matte black exposed carbon fiber. The interior of the Sportive is actually even darker than the Elegance when you compare it to the Sportive. All lettering and aluminum parts in the Noir Sportive are done in matte black instead of brushed aluminum with colored lettering. So the best way I would describe this is if you decide to go with a Chiron Noir Elegance, make everything a black exposed carbon fiber, except for a couple parts, and it's just very dark, right? Maybe a little bit of hints of gray in there. The Chiron Noir Sportive is a darker version of the Elegance. So to kind of sum it up, it's just how dark do you want your Chiron? So you have the La Voiture Noire, which is 12,500,000, and there's only one in the world, and it's already been purchased. So if you happen to be one of those customers that says, dang, I really wanted that car, well, you have two more opportunities to get it. You have the Sportive and the Elegance. Now, depending on which level of black you like, and which, if you like exposed carbon fiber, that's just naked, or you like exposed carbon fiber with a matte finish, which might be a little bit darker, which level of darkness do you like? That's pretty much the differences between them. No matter which variant you get, you're going to get the quad turbocharged 8-liter W16 with 1,500 horsepower and 1,180 foot-pounds of torque. It's weird saying that, like, oh, well, you're going to get this as if it's normal, because it's totally not normal, but it's just weird to say you're going to get the, quotations, normal Bugatti Chiron engine. Now, here's the catch. There's only 20 units total being made. Now, I haven't seen Bugatti specify whether that's 10 and 10 or it's just 20 total at random selection. But regardless, only 20 of these special noir editions are going to be made, and each of them will cost $3,300,000 each. Is it necessary? I think so. Here's why. Bugatti is such an exclusive brand already as it is. Then they create their own special editions. You have the 300 plus Super Sport. You had the Super Sport back then. You had the Vitesse, Veyron. So there's just all these little more special editions about the Bugattis. Now, when they released the La Voiture Noire, one of one, literally, that created such a high demand, they created two more versions that are not replicas, but close in similarity to it. And I don't know, maybe it's just me. I think it's cool when you have a special car like that and they create different variations and limited editions of them, because they'll genuinely be unique. Also, looking at it from a business perspective, it's a pretty good marketing tool too, to create special editions like that. But I mean, they're just amazing. I mean, honestly, the Noir series might be my brand new favorite Chirons. I've always pictured a Chiron pretty cool in like a deep, deep, deep dark burgundy. But I don't know. I think the Noir series might be my new favorite Chiron, and I would definitely take the Sportive version. That one's me. All as dark as it can be, as black as it can be. But ladies and gentlemen, that's all we got for episode number 147, talking about Bugatti, and they got a couple new cool variants of their Chiron called the Noir. Let me know what you would have. Would you rather have the Noir Elegance or the Noir Sportive? I would go with the Sportive for me. But let me know. That's all we got for episode number 147. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. If you guys are checking out the podcast for the first time, thank you so much for stopping by. Feel free to head over to the YouTube channel as well, unless you're already watching on YouTube, and just browse the channel. If you guys see what you like, hit that subscribe button. If you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. You know, if you ever need anything from me, just shoot me an email. info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget to check out the link in the description, which is your guys' go-to source for the best car merchandise out there. www.tlog.com. Got a coupon code for you guys as well, especially as we're in the Christmas and the holiday season. Get that car apparel while it's on sale. Last but most certainly not least, don't forget to tune into our next episode, number 148. We're going to be talking about our good friends in Sealy, Texas, Hennessy, and they're getting their hands on a brand new Corvette C8, and they're giving it the HPE 1200 tune. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.